This is Ezra Wiener on December 2nd, and we're going to do the sugya in Avelos called Kfiya Samita. And the majority of the sugya will be on Daf Chaf Aleph of an Aleph. So we'll turn there. It's very exciting sugya. Kfiya Samita, Chaf Aleph of an Aleph. Kfiya Samita really is a handout as well, which we'll do after we do the Gemara. Kfiya Samita literally refers to the turning over of the bed. Okay, that's the translation. And we'll see that this certainly was a practice, one of the new Hugei Avelos. And we'll see where it comes from. There are really two separate Gemaras that deal with it. This is the one that deals with it on a greater scale. And in fact, there's actually taking myself a Gemara. What's critical is for us to go through the Gemara slowly and try to understand the shakla vitaria of the Gemara. It's going to be critical in understanding very practical halachos regarding Kfiya Samita. So important that we do this slowly and careful. Okay. So the Gemara in Chaf Aleph and Amud Aleph, four lines down, is actually speaking about kriya, rending one's garments. Okay? It's within the context of discussing whether a person needs to stand when he rends his garments, which is actually the halacha. A person is supposed to stand when he does kriya. We get into the topic as well of kfiya samita, as we will see. Okay? So on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, four lines down, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, Minayin Likriya Shehi Me'umar. Ask the Gemara, how do you know, from where do we know that the mitzvah of Kriya, of rending the garments, should be done when a person is standing? So Shedemar, let's talk about a person who certainly had every right to rend his garments. Vayakam Iov Vayikra. Okay? So it says that Iov got up to rip his clothing. So the fact that Iov got up, he was sitting. So he's in a state of mourning. So yeah, rip the clothing where you are. He got up, teaches us that there's a mitzvah to stand, and a person can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya with standing. Says the Gemara, how do you have the right to learn anything from what Iov did? Dilma milsa yiseirasa hu de'ava. Maybe he did something in excess. Maybe he went to the extreme. Okay? The fact that Eov rends his garments when he stands, so you're going to learn that he went out of his way to, you know, people do chumras all the time. You know, the fact that this guy stands during Chazar Sashas. I guess they should have to be careful about that. Okay, now we're recorded too. Okay, so does that mean you have to stand during Chazar Sashas? So the answer is yes. Okay, but let's take something else. A guy is wearing his tzitzis out. Oh, so the fact that he was wearing his tzitzis out, so he decides to be machmir on that issue. So that means you can only fulfill the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis if you're wearing them out? That's crazy. Why would I assume such a thing? The same thing. Just because Eo stood up to rend his garments doesn't mean that to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya that every avil, every onin has to stand up, right?
It's not common in the Gemara to question what somebody does in Navi, though. Usually we focus all the time. Why we don't answer this question all the time?
Right. Okay. So that's a good question, right? Why under these circumstances would we say the same thing? So it could be that specifically in Avelos, we may think in those terms because when a person is in a state of mourning, so we do go to the extreme, right? People do things that are very extreme. I mean, you get to the point of losis godudu where the Torah has to tell you, don't do this, that's usur. Okay? So it could be that it's a good question. It's good to ask that all the time. We always have, why is that a good raya? Maybe he just did that because. So it could be, I'm just thinking that maybe because of Avelos, we do take things to the extreme. The Gemara says, it's here where you don't have the right necessary to derive any halacha. And I think that will become more clear when we look at David HaMelech in a moment. Okay. So the Gemara says, and if not, and I'll prove to you that there's no proof from Iov, because if you're not going to say that, So, Vayogaz es Rosho, it says that he's tore out the hair from his head. Hachinami? Oh, you're going to tell me that what? That also is what the novel's supposed to do. You're not supposed to rip out your hair, right? We don't certainly have a chiv to do so. So clearly, if Vayogaz es Rosho, he's ripping out, tearing out his hair, is an extreme, and it's not anything we're supposed to derive a halacha from. So too, Vayokan Yov is not a proof for anything. So far, I have no proof that an Avel, an Onen, can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya when he stands. Maybe he can fulfill it when he sits. So, where does Rabbi Mar Chama get his halacha from that Kriya must be Mu'umad? Elo mehacha, rather derive it from here. Vayokam hamelech vayikras begadav. So this refers to when David HaMelech hears that his children have been killed. In the end, it's only Amnon who's been killed by Avshalom, okay? After the episode with Amnon and Tamar. So David HaMelech gets up and he rips his clothing. So here also, right? It says he stands up. That seems to prove that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya, a person needs to stand. So the Gemara then asks the same question. The Dilma Milsa Yisei Rasa of it. Maybe he went to the extreme, right? He stood up, but because he was just in such a state of mourning, he could only rip it, you know, maybe get better leverage, right? He's standing up, that's why he stood up. But to tell me that that's a halacha, you can't learn from David. And the Gemara then follows, it's parallel. What does the Gemara say? De lo tema hachi. If you're not going to say that, well, I could ask you the following question. Vayishkav artsa hachinami. What does it say? What else did David HaMelech do? David HaMelech was lying on the ground. Okay? So the fact that David HaMelech was lying on the ground, everybody knows, we'll see in a moment, that an onen doesn't need to lie on the ground. So let's go back and see what we're showing. The fact that David HaMelech is lying on the ground as a sign of Avelos because of the loss of his child, so that's extreme. That even everyone knows he doesn't have to do, which we'll see in a moment why he doesn't have to do. So therefore, when it says that he stood up to rend his garments, is also not necessarily something you have to do. He went to the extreme by lying on the ground, so that supports the notion that he went to the extreme by standing up and ripping his clothing. You can't learn anything from that. Now, here already, the Gemara has to prove this. Before, ripping out hair, everybody knows, that's not what we do. Okay, but lying on the floor, I've heard that before, right? Maybe that is a fulfillment of Avelos, and when he rips his clothing by standing, that's also a fulfillment. Gemara says, no, Vahatanya. I'll show you that it's not so. Lying on the ground doesn't fulfill anything. Yashav al gabi mita, if an avil sits on the bed. Al gabi kisi, sits on a chair. Al gabi udaine, he sits on, Rashi calls it, top Rashi, machteshes gedola. Take a big mortar, like the mortar and pestle you have in the chemistry lab, just to make it bigger, okay? And you turn it over, and then you sit on that, okay? So a garbage can or something, you turn it over, you sit on that. So if that's what an avil does, he sits on the bed, he sits on a chair, he sits on the mortar, no. Lo yatsa yidei chovaso. He has not fulfilled his mitzvah. Now hold on with it, right? So, what does that mean? He didn't fulfill his mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that an avil must be sitting on something a little bit different than a regular chair. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, shelo kiyein kfiyas hamita. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of kfiyas hamita. What does that mean? He has the halacha that an avil has to turn over his bed. In the olden days, they would turn over their bed. So we mentioned this a little bit last week. That's why I figured we'd take up this topic this week. So says Rabbi Yochanan, right? A person who sits on the chair, sits on the bed, sits on a mortar. That's not going to work. An avil must turn over the bed. Now, what does that show you? That David HaMelech, what did he do? He was lying on the ground. Now you got to follow, this is very, very important to try to follow what the Gemara is doing here, okay? It says like this, David HaMelech Vayishkav Arzi, he lies on the ground. Everybody, the Gemara is showing us that that's clearly an extreme. And since it's an extreme, it must be that when he stood up to rip his clothing, that was also an extreme. Something that we don't have to learn, we cannot learn from. Now, how do I know that David HaMelech lying on the ground is an extreme? Because it says that an Avel does not fulfill the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita, what have you. An Avel cannot just sit on a chair or sit on a turnover mortar or sit on the bed. He actually has to do what, right? He has to actually turn over, right? He actually has to turn over his bed. And that's where, turn over his bed, okay? And only then does he accomplish Kfiyas Hamita. Okay? And therefore, David HaMelech, who was lying on the floor, so...
And not on his...
I know you keep saying things, I'm not saying that. David HaMelech, who was lying on the floor, right, clearly did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita.
He went further than the requirement.
Okay, hold on, very good. Okay, in other words, the Gemara says, he went to the extreme. He even was lying on the floor. He even was decided to lie on the floor. That clearly you don't need to do. All you need to do is Kfiyas Hamita. So the Gemara says, Amar Le. Okay? The question is, there's no Amar Le. So the Rabbeinu Chananel tells you there must have been a dialogue that we're missing. Okay? Ke'ein Artsa. Ke'ein Artsa. When it says that David HaMelech was lying on the floor, it doesn't mean literally he was lying on the floor. It was like he was lying on the floor. Take a look at Rashi. Ke'ein Artsa. Kilomar. Oh, didn't we have a Kilomar last week? Yes, I think. Kilomar. This means to say second line in Rashi. Shekafa mitaso. He did indeed, right, flip, turn over his bed. V'yashav aleha. And he did sit on the bed, turned over, and then he fulfilled the mitzvah properly. Ula olam, kriya ma'umad. And therefore, kriya indeed should be done when you're standing. Which means, we want to prove from David that David stood up, right? And he ripped his clothing. That shows you that you need to stand when you do kriya. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Maybe David was going to the extreme. I'll prove to you he was going to the extreme. He was even lying on the floor, right? No one says you need to lie on the floor. He was clearly going out of his way to the extreme by lying on the floor, right? You don't fulfill, right? That he didn't have to do. What did he do? He even was lying on the floor. Wow. He was even lying on the floor. So if David HaMelech went to the extreme that he was even lying on the floor, if that's an extreme, so what's the extreme, right? He was even, not only did he turn over his bed, but he was even lying on the floor. Now, you didn't have to do that. So the fact that he was lying on the floor, in addition to turning over the bed, so that seems to show you David HaMelech went to an extreme that was unnecessary. So perhaps when he stood up, and he ripped his clothing. That was also an extreme. He could have just done what? He could have just sat down and ripped his clothing. But the same way he was lying on the floor in addition to turning over his bed, and that was unnecessary. So the same thing is true when it comes to what? When it comes to standing and ripping his clothing, that was an extreme. So the Gemara says, no. No. When it says David was lying on the floor, that was not an extreme. That was a halacha. That was a halacha. Because it doesn't mean he was literally lying on the floor. Ke'ein artsa. It was as if he was on the floor. Because if he was sitting on his bed in its normal way it's normally set up, he would be very hot. Now what did he do? He flipped it over and, says Rashi, he was lying on the bed, was sitting on the bed, and now as it's turned over, he's very close to the floor. So, in fact, David HaMelech was not doing anything to an extreme. He was fulfilling Kfiyas Hamita. So perhaps when he stood up to rend his garments, he was doing what the halacha expects of him. Okay?
Vayishkav means sitting on it.
Okay, so Vayishkav, Vayishkav, that's correct. So that's the way we're interpreting it now.
He has an emendation that says Vayashan.
Vayish, okay, good. Yeah, yes.
Plus, you brought up
on that brush.
I'm sorry, but
sure.
I heard this week somebody said aboard that we learn the way we learn most of our rules of Avelis is from Yecheskel when he had his prophecy that somebody died.
Right.
He said you can't observe it. Don't do this. Don't do that. Right.
Right.
And it was for his wife, I think.
For his wife, correct.
Right. So they go, and that should be like you should know what it's going to be like for Bnei Yisrael in the Beis Mikdash.
Correct.
So they go, what's the connection? So he said the connection is that since he wasn't able to do Avelis, he goes, what do you mean the Bnei Yisrael is going to, everyone's going to be in Avelis when the Beis Mikdash is destroyed? So if they're all in Avelis, then nobody can have any Menachemim come because they're all Avels. And that's why it's not Avelis.
Very nice.
So that would tie into what we were talking about last week, that there was only certain Mandelim said that Avelis is, that the whole point of Avelis is that the Menachemim have to come.
Right, very good. Excellent. Okay, good. Okay, so that's the Gemara. All right, so now, what I want to do, right, is, you know, let's look at the Ritva. We'll do it in that order. Take a look at the sheet, okay? And here, let's start the Ritva, okay? The Chiddush HaRitva, it's his third source down. And I'm going to read through the Ritva, just let's follow him, the way he understood the Gemara, okay? Here we go. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shelo kiyem kfiyas hamita. David HaMelech did not fulfill kfiyas hamita. That's right in the Gemara is right. After all, right? All right. Rabbi Yochanan said, what did he say? Shelo kiyem lo yaseh, meaning the individual who sits on the bed or sits on the chair or sits on a turned over mortar. You don't fulfill anything by doing that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn over the bed. Okay, that's what you need to do. Okay. So now, says the Ritva, ki af al pi sheshachav ba'aretz, even though an individual, right, would lie on the ground, in this case, it could be David as HaMelech as well, lo kiyem mitzvas kfiya, one would not fulfill kfiya, kevan shelo kafosa, because the bottom line is, right, that he didn't turn over the bed. V'hainu kushyan hacha. And that's our difficulty here, right? The individual over here, right? We say, the Brisa says, if he just sits on the bed, on a kisei, etc., that's not going to help you. That's our kasha. Da'al korchi. Right? Against you, you have to say, yes, shar shalo kiyem David kfiyas hamita. Right? Clearly, you can't, right? You can't say that David didn't fulfill kfiyas hamita. Right? Clearly did. And when the Gemara says Milsa Yisei Rasa, what did he do? He went over and above. Elavadai, af al pi shekafa mitaso, even though he turned over his bed, shachav ba'aretz, he went to the extreme and he even slept on the ground. Vahainu Milsa Yiseira. Okay? That was what he did to the extreme. Because the din is that what? He should turn over his bed and sleep on the bed. That's what we would expect of him to do. Okay? All right. Uparkinon. And then we answer, my artsa, kein artsa, ve'almita kifuya shachav. He, right, indeed did sleep on the what? On the turned over bed. Velo avad milsa yisera, and he didn't go to the extreme. Right in the end, he slept on the bed, and he didn't go to the extreme. The hava amino was that what? He went to the extreme. He turned over the bed and what? And he slept on the floor. Right. So right. So now we're saying no. What he really did was he turned over the bed and he slept on the bed. That's what he, right. That's what he did. He did kfiyas hamita. He didn't go to an extreme, and therefore we can learn from the fact that he stood up that you're supposed to stand up as well. Okay.
This is a repeat.
So what?
This is what we said.
Yeah. So far. Okay. Now take a look at the Rambam, just right above where we are. Okay. So says the Rambam like this. Ha'avil biyom rishon bilvad, asur lahaniach tefillin. Okay, that's another halacha. V'le'achol mishalo, he needed sudas avra. V'chayav leishev al mita kfuya. And he's obligated to sit on a mita kfuya. Okay? So, let's think about how the Gemara feels. According to the Rambam, you're obligated to sit on a mita kfuya. Right? After all, doesn't the Gemara say, right, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have a mita kfuya. Okay, so let's think for a second. How does the Gemara, what's the flow of the Gemara? The Gemara says that I have David HaMelech, and he starts out, what happens? Yeah, take each step. Vayishkav Artsa. Right? He's lying on the floor. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. Why, right? That clearly shows he's doing something to an extreme. He turns over the bed, right? Turns over the bed, and he's even lying on the floor. Okay. You're not yotzei the mitzvah, right? By a person sitting on the chair, etc. You need to do kfiyas amita. And Rabbi Yochanan says, shalokim kfiyas amita. You don't fulfill that.
Referring to the people in the Braisa, not David.
Correct, correct. Amar lei ke'en artza. So what did David HaMelech really do? What did he really do?
He slept on what?
On the bed as it's turned over, right? And that's what the halacha demands. Okay, so what was the milsa yisei rasa that he did?
Sleeping right? On the ground.
So then what? He was sleeping on the ground with the right with the bed turned over.
The bed was turned over in the corner, and he slept on the floor.
Correct. The bed was turned over, and he went out of his way to do what? To even sleep on the floor. Okay. So now, how would we understand the Gemara if the Gemara rejects that the milsa yisei rasa, the extreme that he was doing? So the Gemara now comes to the conclusion that no, that don't understand David in that way. What David really did was he. Right? David really did what? He turned over the bed, and he slept on the bed like that. Okay. So now, let's ask a couple of questions. First of all, what if a person would want, right, at this point, a person would want to turn over the bed, or he wants to turn over the bed, and he wants to do what? He wants to sleep on the floor. He's going to turn over the bed, but he wants to sleep on the floor. Would that be sufficient?
It depends.
What do you mean depends?
So the way the Ritva and we learned it until now, sure you could, because the minimum is on the bed. You want to do a milsa yisera to be a little more shomor avelis. Sure, sleep on the floor, no problem. The way the Rambam learned the halacha, he learned it not that way, obviously.
Okay.
Because he said you have to sleep on the bed. So when he slept on the floor, he was not doing milsa. I don't know what he was doing according to the Rambam.
Okay.
He was doing, I don't know what.
Right.
It's not milsa yisera, because if it was milsa yisera, I would say minimum is on the on the kfiyas bed. You want to do more? Because then,
no, hey. The Havamina is that you could do it as an extreme, but they rejected that.
The That's the Rambam rejects it, not the Ritva.
Exactly.
No, the Gemara rejected it to the question of Rabbi Yochanan.
Why?
They were showing that. They're saying, oh, wasn't he doing a milsa yisera that he was lying on the ground? And they go, no, because otherwise he wouldn't have fulfilled his chiyuv, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
No,
say it again. Yeah.
So the way that what the Gemara is saying, when Rabbi Yochanan says lo kiyam, he's referring to the people in the Braisa.
Right.
Those guys in the Braisa who sit on a chair that's too high, those three types of people, they were not Makai in the Mitzvah Kfiyas Amisa. And at that point in the Gemara, so the implication is David HaMelech, which all he had to do was sit on a turned over bed. He sat on the floor. He did even more than those three guys. So he went far and beyond. So at that point in the Gemara, it says, we can't learn that Kriya requires Ma'umad. That's what he's saying, Lokiyim, not David HaMelech.
Why do you think that?
Well, that's the way we read the Gemara.
Right? Yeah. So that's, and if you look at Rashi, right? Rashi is
the Rambam didn't learn it that way, obviously.
Right? Look at, what does Rashi say? Ke'en artza, klomar, shekafa mitaso v'yashav oleha. Right? What did David HaMelech do? He turned over the bed and he sat on the bed. Right? So what do you see? That there seems to be, or in his mind, there's a requirement, right? According to Halacha, there's a requirement to turn over the bed, and the expectation would be to sleep on the bed. Right, but if a person, let's say, but if I think about it, what did David HaMelech do? I see you in the front. Yeah.
No, right. I'm just saying, yeah. I still think at the conclusion of the Gemara, you don't have a proof that sleeping on the floor is an extreme. It could be a non-kosher extreme.
Okay,
it's
not an extreme of what? Of Avelis, you're saying?
Yeah, it could be that it's just not...
Okay, so, okay, let's try... Very good. Okay,
but then it doesn't fit with the prior Gemara.
Okay, so let's take a look. So let's take a look.
You're right.
Yeah.
Not with the previous piece. The priest that you missed.
Say that again, what?
I think Shiva.
No, you're
not. So Rambam says, by lay shape on mita means if you're sitting, you got to sit on the mita.
Good. So we'll get...
But if you're lying down, maybe not.
We'll get to that later. Very good. Excellent point. Okay? So let's read through the Ritva, okay? Take a look. So the Ritva now on the fourth line has this issue, okay? Let's go up to the top Rama. Let's go to the top Rama, okay? So the Rambam says in the top Rama, V'chayov lichvos hamita kol shiva. He has to what? He has to turn over the bed for all 7 days. We'll deal with that as well. Below mitas tovovad, hukofe, all the mitos that you have in the house, you have to do even. If you have 10, you have to turn them all over. Okay, fine. So let's take a look at the last line. Okay, second to last line. It says, hafach kol mitosav. And we see that second to last line towards the end of the line. Hafach kol mitosav. He flipped over all the beds. V'hayahu yashin al gabe mitos acherim. He flipped over all the beds. He happens to be sleeping on other beds. O al gabe kise. O al gabe oro. Them on a closet. Ogabe karka. Right? He flipped over all the beds, right? Fulfilled the mitzvah flipping over the beds. Lo yatzoy deicho vaso. Now, you don't fulfill any mitzvah by turning over all the beds. Elo yashen al gabe hamita kfuya. There's an obligation for him to sleep on the flipped over bed. Okay? Well, Mar said at the end, well, that's what David HaMelech did, right? So we're learning, well, the fact that David HaMelech flipped the right, he turned over the bed, and that's what he did. So perhaps that's where the Rambam derives that a person needs to do such a thing.
Well,
take a sense of the Ritva. What?
What's the Mussi Yisera, according to this?
What do you mean?
Well, according to the Rambam, what's the Mussi Yisera? Because according to the Rambam, you're not Yotze at all if you're on the floor.
If you're on the ground. Correct. Okay, so let's take a look. Okay, very good. So it says, take a look. So the Ritva raises the following question. Four lines into the lines of the Ritva. Umin hatema al haRambam zah. I have a wonder. I'm astonished with the Rambam writes. Shekasav she'eno yotze yidei chova, ela imkein yashen al mitok fuya. The afal pisha kafa mitasa. Right? What does Rambam say? Unless you slept on the bed that you turned over, you're not yotze. Even though I turned over my bed. And now I wanna sleep on the floor. I'm gonna do something else. Says the Rambam, you're not Yotze. Now that's very strange because the language of the Gemara was what? That if I turned over the bed, the assumption was, and I slept on the floor, what's that?
You went above and beyond.
I went above and beyond, right? Above and beyond. So how could the Rambam now all of a sudden say that, oh, you have to turn over the bed and sleep on the bed? Okay? Afal pisha kafa midasam. The other Rambam. Just the opposite. Hacha mashma lehedya. Here it sounds explicitly. Dema, you know, mashma lehedya is really, right, is self-contradictory. Okay, but no, it sounds explicitly. Demanda avid hachi milsa yiserahu da avid. If you're going to turn over the bed, okay, and now what? And now sleep on the floor. That's an extreme. Now, the lake of lemeimar. Can't say that at the initially we thought it sounded like ki David yashav al gabe hakarka v'lo kafam mitasa klal. That can't be. Now that would have been nice to say. No, I'll tell you what happened. David Amelech, he didn't turn over. He was sleeping on the floor and he didn't turn over his bed at all. Okay, he says right dimke heich lo kiim David kvias hamita. Right, that's how can you say he didn't fulfill the mitzvah? Moreover, what's the milsa yisera? If you're telling me he didn't do what he's supposed to, vote ki hechi maisi la l'raya de oven milsa yisera. How could you bring that as a proof that he went above and beyond? You're telling that he even slept on the floor. He didn't turn off his bed. So what are you telling me? He even slept on the floor. Adarabba, Milsa Bitsi Rasa Hudaavai. He did what? He did even less. Alavadai Kidamaron. It must be that what? The way we said? That what? That there is absolutely no obligation for what? For the Avel to sleep on the mita that he turns over? Turns over the bed? Had he turned over the bed and slept on the floor, ooh, that would have been more, that would have been extreme. That's not what David in the end, don't worry, David in the end didn't go to that extreme, okay? But nonetheless, that is, it's turning over the bed is certainly a fulfillment. That's all you needed to do. You want to sleep on the floor more than that? Oh, even better, okay? But there's no need to sleep on the bed itself. The conclusion of the Gemara of what David did is not telling me that that's an obligation. That's just telling me that David happened not to have gone to the extreme of going onto the floor. Okay.
It's not just Rambam. Rashi also weren't the same way.
Correct. Okay. I'm not saying, I'm not denying that.
Well, correct. Where does Rashi learn like that?
Well, Rashi did.
Rashi?
What Cain Arts you said?
No, before that.
Yeah.
Kulam.
Go ahead. Right. Correct. That's correct. That Rashi learns like that. Very good.
No, but that Rashi is going on the other part, not on David.
Going on the Brisa.
Right. That's not David. David's not the Brisa.
Rashi was halacha. Halacha is you have to sleep on the bed that's overturned.
That's correct. Right?
That's like the Rambam. Minimum.
Like
Rashi,
the Rambam.
No, he's just saying what the minimum halacha is. Rashi made no comment that if he flips over the bed and sleeps on the floor, he's not yotze.
He does.
No, he doesn't. That's the minimum.
Yashen al gav karka lo yotza ad sheyichfe mitasav yeshev
alel. That's what Rashi says.
Right? That's what it sounds like. Okay? All right. Okay, so anyway, so the question is, so one of the issues that, and the Ritva brings this up as well, it's you see the Rush brings that I believe also, is that if it's not clear from the Gemara, do we have, assuming the Rambam likes the way he learns, do we have from the Yerushalmi any indication what the halacha should be? So he says, I think, the Yerushalmi says like I do. Look on in the Ritva, Uvi Yerushalmi, halacha amru al braisa zu b'makom div Rabbi Yochanan, he says instead of what we have in our Gemara, it says Mipnei Sha'amar Eini Kofes Mitasi Avolim Amar Kofe Anias Mitasi Shomin Lo. If a person, it's only because the problem is you're not Yotzi. If a person says I'm not flipping over my bed, right? But if he says I'm flipping over my bed, then we listen to him. We don't have a problem with that. Klomar. Shomin lo lishan al gav. What does it mean? We listen to him. If a guy says, "No, I'm flipping over the bed. Leave me alone," right? Then we listen to him. What does it mean? Shomin lo lishan al gabe karim al gabe safso. No susachar al gav mita. Okay. So what does he say? If a guy says, there's a little bit more in the Yerushalmi than we have in our Gemara. If someone says, what our Gemara say? Yashav al gabi mita al gabi kisa gabi uni, etc. Lo yotzei dechovaso. So the Yerushalmi has a little bit more. The guy says, yeah, that's true. You're not yotzei. What if the guy says, leave me alone. I'm going to flip over the bed. Okay? But I'm still going to lie on the couch or whatever it is. So then show them that we're okay with. It's where the guy is sitting on the mita of the kisa and doesn't do anything. But what if he does flip over the bed? So then we're okay if he sleeps wherever he likes. So the Yerushalmi seems to indicate that there's no obligation to sit on the bed. So what we really have to deal with, go ahead.
But you could just say that the Yerushalmi then is that the last part is discussing like a bidyevit of the ikar, the mitzvah, is that you've got to turn over the bed. But then like the main...
And we're not, we understand that. But the question is the chiyuv to actually sleep on the bed itself? The kfiyasa, I flip over the bed. Do you have to sleep on it? Says the Rambam. Yes. There's no. You don't see this in the Gemara at all. Yeah, go ahead.
So maybe the issue is what is the purpose of kfiyas hamita? Is it you turn over the bed and sleep on it because it's like a form of tsar, let's say, to yourself, or is kfiyas hamita like a heker? That Rabbi Aloy says that today you cover the mirrors.
Right.
So
correct.
So if you say that, then maybe even though you turn over the bed, you're okay with this.
Correct.
Or if you say it's actually a some kind of self deprivation, let's say, so then you have to.
Right. So we'll see a little bit. The Yerushalmi quotes a similar idea, so we'll get to that. Very good. Okay.
Can you go?
So,
can you? Yeah. We skipped some words in the Gemara when you read them.
Which ones?
The ones, they're words in parentheses and words in brackets.
Yeah, I left the words out in the front. You have words in brackets? I don't have words in brackets.
So so if we read the Gemara, where it says, V'atanya, Yashav Agabe
Mita, Agabe Kisa, Agabe Unai,
what's the next
one? Lo Yatzai Dei Chavasa.
Well, I have the words, Gedola Mikulan Amru Afilu Shachav Agabe Karpa.
Right. Or Agave Karka Mikulan.
Right, so there are other Gersos, yes.
Okay, so
right.
So that Rashi is going on those words.
They're saying the word Mikula.
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
So,
correct.
Okay, so when you have those words, now they have a big problem with...
So read the words again. Go ahead. Yeah,
I'll read the ones in brackets, where it says, Agabi Udnai. So there's a guy who sits on these three things that are elevated.
Good.
And then, Gedola Mikula, and someone bigger said, Afilo Agabe Karka. If someone sleeps... Or does something on the floor, assuming sitting or sleeping. Lo yotze de chavaso.
Right, you know, it's even sleeping on the floor.
So now that preferish in the Gemara goes exactly like the Rambam. That how do those words jive with the whole setup of the previous lines that we're assuming that David did a milsi yisera,
right? Go ahead.
So I don't know. Right. If you skip those, and that's why Rashi on that Rashi is explaining those words like that.
Right, but if you
say that had that gear, so you're saying
yeah,
that would fit in. Okay.
Well, it fits with the halacha, but how does that Gemara jive with the beginning?
Good. So that's what we're going to do. So the Ramban in the Taras Adam comes to explain how the Rambam understood the Gemara. And milsa yisera could be understood in a different way. We keep thinking, we're looking through the lens that milsa yisera means like this. This individual, in this case, David, so he's going to the extreme of avedus. He's not only turning over the bed, he's even lying on the floor. Okay? So that's not necessarily what milsa yisera means. Okay? To go to an extreme doesn't necessarily mean that you turned over the bed and now I'm going even more than that. That may not be what Milsa Yisera also means. Okay? Correct. I mean, he did something extreme. Why does it have to be Avelus related? Take a look at the Ramban in the next.
Well, why does it have to be Lepnei Mishur? We're assuming it's Lepnei Mishur Hadin.
Yes, that's true. It's, but not necessarily in the laws of Avelis. Okay? And that we'll see. Yeah.
I wasn't in the last week, so I apologize if you covered it last week, but where do we know the mitzvah Kfiyas Amita? Where's it come from?
No, so we didn't do that last week, but we're going to do that until we come to the end.
It's the Rashi Drabanan.
Right, so it's Drabanan. It's Drabanan.
So maybe it was enacted after David HaMelech.
You're saying that the fact, okay.
David didn't do it because it wasn't.
Right. That's a good question. I mean, why do we say he wasn't part of that gazette? We'll see the Gemara. Why, the we'll see that. Question is Doraisa learned from a Pasuk or is just, it's a Nihug that's expected? We'll see in the Gemara. Okay. So says the Ramban, Yesh Mefarshim Braisa, on the bottom source, Torah Sa'adah. Okay, this is the Ramban and the Torah Sadim. Bottom source on the first page.
What's the Torah Sadim?
Torah Sadim is the Ramban's Perush on Hilchos Avelos.
This is the book on Avelos.
Right, yeah, there's Avelos. And Bikur Cholam. Okay. Yesh Mefarshim Braisa. There are those who explain the Braisa. Kishekafa mitasau bali shana al gabe karka. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shelo kiyem kfiyas hamita. He didn't fulfill kfiyas hamita. Why? Kevan she'eno shochev aleha. Because, right, he didn't fulfill a mitzvah. Why? Because he wasn't sleeping on it. Uledivrei elu sugya de gemara hachim mefarshin Allah. According to this, you have to explain the gemara like this. Di ilo tema hachi de David milsa yisera sahu da'avad. If you're not going to say that David did an extreme, what happened? Again, David stands up and he rips his clothing. We want to try to bring a proof from this. The Gemara says, nah, maybe he went to the extreme. After all, I proved he went to the extreme. It says, Vayishkav Arza, right? And there, he seems to go to the extreme, right? So the Gemara says, right, says the Ramban, Ela, again, Dilo Temelcha, David Milsi, Yisrael Gavat, Ela Vayishkav Arza, Hachinami Dechovahi, would you say that that's an obligation? Clearly not. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan shelo kiyem kfiyas hamita ache yashan aleha or ache yishan aleha v'inami kafa v'lo ratza lishan b'kfuya ela b'karka. And watch this. And even if he was, he did turn it over, but didn't want to sleep on it, on the bed, okay, on the kfuya, elabakaka, lo yatsa yidecho vaso. Even there, he would not have fulfilled his mitzvah, okay? Elavadai lo latseis yidei chova hayose. Clearly, when we say milsa yisei rasa, that he went to the extreme to sleep on the floor, right? You're telling me now that David HaMelech would not have fulfilled his mitzvah by sleeping on the floor, if the bed, even when the bed is overturned. So what's the extreme that you're speaking of? Oh, I'll tell you why. Okay? It wasn't the lying on the floor as an extreme was not to fulfill any obligation to the extreme of Hilchos Aveilus. El lavash va'omed hayam is napel al gabe karka machmas hatzar. That's what it means. It means that he turned over the bed, and we expect that he slept on it. What's this idea of milsa yisei rasa u'davan? So, and you can't learn from there because he went to the extreme. One second, why is that to the extreme? Right? So the extreme is, right? Ela mach mas hatzar. Umilso yisera da'ovid mishtoikra. And the milso yisera that he's doing, that's what the pasuk is speaking of. The milso yisera of going to the extreme. So, if you are the Ritva, so you're learning the Gemara in the following way. David HaMelech, right? In this context, David HaMelech, I want to learn from David HaMelech, right? So what do I want to learn? I want to learn that you're supposed to stand when you rip your cloak. Fine. David HaMelech stood. So you're supposed to, right? Also, I'm supposed to stand. You can't learn from David HaMelech. Why? I'll prove to you you can't learn from him. Because David HaMelech went to the extreme in Hilchos Aveilus according to Ritva, right? What did he do? He not only turned over his bed, but he even slept on the floor. Right? He even slept on, that was an extreme. All he needed to do was what? Just turn over the bed. He even went to the extreme of sleeping on the floor. Now, if you're the Rambam, what does that mean? He went to the extreme. He even what? Not only did he turn over his bed, he even slept on the floor. According to the Rambam, that's not, what kind of milsa yisei rasa is that? That's not an extreme at all. That's not yotzei. He's not yotzei. No, so I'll tell you what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech turned over the bed, okay? And David HaMelech slept on the bed, okay? On the kfiyas hamita, but in a different context, right? He was so distraught that you know what he did? He just fell down onto the floor. Vayishkav Arza. That's what he did. That was the milsa yisei rasa. So don't learn from here that if you turn over the bed and you sleep on the floor, that's over and above, because all you need to do was turn over the bed. No, says the Rambam. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying like this. David HaMelech turned over the bed, and you know what else he did? He slept on the bed, on that turned over bed. And if he didn't do so, he would not have fulfilled his mitzvah. So what's the milsa yisera by going onto the floor? No, he was so distraught, he even fell on the floor. Not in Hilchos Aveilus. The extreme was milsa yisera also, to the extreme. Now the problem, of course, is that when you look at, well, I shouldn't say the problem. What you need to do is... Yeah, go.
It jives with the first Gemara.
Good.
So it actually jives pretty good, now that I think about it.
When you see the phrase Milsa Yisera in Eov, what did it mean there?
Just means he was overwrought with emotion.
Very good. Okay?
And by you guys at Rosho, it's clearly not halacha.
That's not halacha. Very good.
It's just that he was crazy. Correct. He was so crazy. He was
correct.
Sick.
Correct. So that's the way the Rambam understands. Go ahead.
What's the Gemara's terrorist according to the Rambam?
Okay, so what did he do?
He wasn't overwrought with emotion. Right. He slept on the bed.
Right, so right. He slept, right? He did.
He slept on the bed.
That's all he did.
He was never on the floor.
All he did was, he didn't do that crazy thing. When the Gemara says, when the Pasuk says, Vayishkav Arza, it's describing his what? His Tfiyas HaMita lying on the bed. Right? So that's what it means. So that's, which is interesting, because what happens is, according to the Ritva, right, the Gemara's conclusion is not halachic in nature. It's giving you the mitzius of what happened. How do you explain Vayishka Marza? Oh, David HaMelech, you know what he did? It doesn't mean he really slept on the floor with turn over the bed. The bed he turned over, he slept on. That's what he did. Did he have to do that? No. But that's what he did.
What do you mean?
According to the Ritva.
Of course he had to do that.
No.
According to the Ritva, he didn't have to sleep on that bed.
What did he could have slept on the floor.
He could have slept on the floor with as long as he turned over the bed.
Right.
But the Pasuk is not saying he went to the extreme of turning over the bed and sleeping on the floor.
Right, that's the Havamim.
The Maskana is that, what did he do? He slept on the bed that he turned over, but that's not halachic in nature. According to the Ritva, you don't have to do that. That's what he did, but you don't have to.
That's the minimum halachic.
No.
What was it saying? What's the Milsa Yisrael Rasta according to the Ritva?
That he slept on the floor.
Wait. Along with
turning over
the bed. Correct. So what it's saying is that I don't have to go to that extreme to sleep on the floor. I could sleep on my comfortable bed.
As long as I turn it over.
Yeah, but do I have to sleep on that bed? No.
I could sleep on the floor too.
Okay, but that would be an extreme. I could sleep on a high bed.
We're in agreement. I'm just not. Why is that not halachic? If we're learning the minimum,
because you're saying you could flip over one bed and sleep on another bed.
Right. You're saying you could sleep on another unflipped bed.
Yeah. Yes.
Correct.
Yes, according to your vote, why not?
Why not? Right?
I must have missed.
I don't have to.
I can flip over one bed and sleep on an upright bed somewhere else in the house.
Yeah, it says.
I think so. That's the conclusion. Right.
So
that's the conclusion. Okay. The conclusion of the Gemara is that's what did he do? David HaMelech was Ke'en Arza, but I don't understand why the Rambam thinks that I can't that I wouldn't be able to just turn over the bed and sleep elsewhere.
Well, no, sleep on the floor. Where does the Ritva, can you show me, where does the Ritva say you can sleep on a normal bed?
So you're showing me a bed.
Based on Yeshiva, look at the end. He says,
show him in love.
Ellen Cain, hold on.
Second floor.
Show him in
love. Im Amar he quotes the Yishamli, right? Im Amar Kofanim itasim Shomin lo Kolmar Shomin lo Lishanam had the Karmel Gabi Safso.
How come Rambam?
But those things are still lower than a regular bed.
Okay, but he doesn't have to sleep on the specific bed that he turned over. That's all.
Okay.
But the point is, according to Rambam, when David HaMelech flips over the bed, right? And we say, oh, what does it mean? It's Ke'en Arza. So what did he do? He flipped over the bed and he slept on that bed. That's not only what David HaMelech did, that's not only the mitzius, that becomes the halacha. Okay, that's the difference. According to Rambam, the Gemara is answering when it says this is what David HaMelech did, it's telling me this is what the halacha expects. And that's why the Rashi is a good question. Because even though Rashi does say what he says, he doesn't say it in the context of the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay? So that's an interesting question, how you would understand Rashi. Okay. So that's what we have.
You say Rashi's explained, Rashi's going to the Braisa, which is the Halacha.
Yeah.
And that's a question about what David HaMelech did. Rashi agrees with Rambam, that's Halacha.
Uh-huh.
You have to sleep on the overturned bed. So the question of David, how come David didn't do this? No, David actually did it.
He did do that. And going back to what the Bryce expects. Okay, I hear that. Okay, so that's really Rambam. So that's what we have, Rambam coming to explain how the Rambam learned the Gemara. Okay? And then we have different opinions about Kfiyas Hamita itself. Yeah?
I don't understand. Why does the Pasuk say, Mishkach Arza, and he slept on the ground, if he didn't sleep on the ground?
Right, so that I can't answer. The Gemara says, Vayav Arza as well, people bow towards the ground. We say, you know, Vayishtachu Arza. So sometimes it means that they actually prostrated themselves. Sometimes it means they went down towards the ground. It's difficult, okay? It's difficult. But
The Gemara wasn't bothered by it.
What?
The Gemara
obviously. The Gemara wasn't bothered, exactly. Okay, yeah.
So you're saying the Ramban would say that sleeping on the ground was not an extreme?
The way everyone agrees. That's right. Fooling of that was the extreme. It wasn't a halachic extreme. Right? It wasn't that he turned over the bed and now more than turned over the bed. He even was lying on the floor. Wow, it's extreme in halacha of great of avelis. No.
He would not say that.
He would not say that.
The last line of the Ritva says that Ramban agrees with him.
Because the Ramban is explaining Ramban disagrees. Ramban and Rosh and Ritva all agree that all you need is tfiyas hamita, you don't need to do anything else. What the Ramban is doing is explaining how the Rambam must have learned the Gemara. How the Rambam learned the Gemara. He doesn't agree with the Rambam, but he is coming to explain how the Rambam, that's what he means. He says, that's what the language he said was what? He says,
Yesh
Mefarshim, Uludivres Elu Sugid Gemara, Haf Kamashi. This is what I would have to learn the Gemara. The flow of the word Sugya, by the way, really means flow. This is Sugya means the topic, whatever, section, whatever. Sugya means the Sugya Sagamara, means the flow of the Gemara. Yeah,
but to me the Ritva seems to say the Ein Tzorich Lomar Gabe Karka Dahi Nosi Yisera.
Where are you reading?
The last line
of the Ritva.
Saying that if he slept on the ground, that would be a Nosi Yisera.
No, I think he's just quoting
V'chein Posek Haramban. Haramban.
The Ein Tzorich Lomar.
So he's reading the Ramban a little different. It seems to me it's not just falling on the ground with grief. Yeah. It's sleeping on the ground according to the Ramban. Yeah.
Is the question is he quoting? He's quoting a nusach.
The Rambam is when it says what David did was he fell down for grief.
Right. Correct.
Right.
That's
if I read the Ritva correctly, he's saying that sleeping on the ground was
for the Ram. That was
right. That's the way the Ritva learns. The Ritva does learn that sleeping on the ground is a milsi.
Yeah. He says the Ramban agrees with him.
Right,
Ramban does agree with the Ritva. Correct, Ramban agrees with the Ritva.
He does, 100%. But so what's the Milsi Yisera? It's the
and
Milsi Yisera
the in the Mils. No, Milsi Yisera. That's the Ramban.
Ah,
okay, that's the Ramban. The confusing thing is that the Ramban is the one who disagrees with the Ramban, but all he does is come to explain the Ramban. How would the Ramban actually read the Gemara? Okay, so now. There was something the Rambam had said, which is interesting. If you look back at the first, if you stay on this first page, so the Rambam wrote, "V'chayiv lichvos hamita kol shiva." Okay, you have to flip over the bed all 7 days of shiva. Right, every day. In other words, assuming you flipped it up during the daytime, whatever it is, you have to flip it over. Assuming now, Rambam l'shitaso, if you're sleeping on the bed. So you can turn it over during the day. When it's time to go to sleep, you have to turn it over. So every one of the days of Shiva, you have to turn it over. And yet, if you look in the next Rambam, so what does it say? V'chayev le'shev al mita kfuya. You see that in the second Rambam in the middle. V'chayev le'shev al mita kfuya. You have to sit on that turned over bed. Right, it's all biyom rishon.
Right.
Uvishar yemei ha'evel mutar lo lechol mishalo. You don't need a suda savra. V'le'shev al gabe mapatz okarka.
What's a mapatz?
And your mapatz is like a mat. And you're allowed to sit on a mat or on the ground. There's no obligation. Now, Rambam, remember, you have to, within Rambam, okay, I don't have a problem with that. I do commit to free or fine. Here he's saying, you don't have to sit or sleep on the mita kfuya all 7 days. And yet, that's in Halacha and Yudches, exactly what he says. Right? So what's the answer? Right? So look at the words carefully. So So let's take a look. You have different ways to answer this question. Alright? If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, Markivas Mishnah gives us that lengthy answer. We'll see it in a second. It's a fascinating insight as to why that should be. Okay? So Kesef Mishnah says like this, V'chayiv lichvos hamita kol shiva, klomar, afal pi she'enu chayiv leishev al mita kfuya el yom rishon. Okay, Kamasha Kasa, Besov Perek, there's no Rabbi. Mikol Makom, but he's talking about Perek Rabbi in the Rambam, right? He writes that. Mikol Makom Chayav Lios Hamita Kfuya Kol Shiva. So now already, within the Rambam Shita, we already have a limitation. Okay, we have a qualification that even according to the Ritva, turn over the bed and that's all you need, right? Then you can sleep however you like. According to the Rambam, right, even though I say that the other has to turn over the bed and he has to sleep on the bed, I agree that that's only when only Yom Rishon. There's no obligation to sleep on the bed more than Yom Rishon. Now, the question is, why should that be? If it's sleep, okay, that's a good question. Why should that be? If, yeah.
That's kind of what he says at the end of Halacha Yuches.
Yeah.
Because the last line is, Havakom mitasa v'hayi yoshan agav mitas acherim, ol agav kisa, ol agav armor, ol agav karka,
ol
yotzi nifs el yishan agav mita akfuya.
I mean, akfuya.
And that's going to Halacha, starting from the beginning, was Kol Shiva.
And that's all Kol Shiva,
so
right?
You have to say that he's talking about here only the first day.
Right, right.
It's kind of hard to do that.
Right. That's true, right? And he doesn't, there's nothing that changes along that Halacha. The only thing is, the language is interesting. V'chayev lichvos hamita. Why don't you put that all in one line? No? Right? When you say V'chayev lichvos hamita kol shiva, and then at the end.
Right, but he example. He says, Havakom mitasov, and nevertheless, if he didn't sleep on it, he's got to be chvasa.
Right, it's also interesting. It's a good point. It's a good question. Yeah.
If in the end, right, Rambam's saying that if anything, that after the first day, right, that then there's a little leniency that if you want to be on the ground,
right, good.
Right, that it's almost less, right? So why did they give that as the answer in the Gemara? Why did they answer Kain Arza, which was like a forced answer? They could have said, oh, you know what that means? They're talking about after the first day.
Uh-huh.
That would have been a better answer, according to Rambam.
Right, you know, unless we're talking about, you know, are we talking days of Avelis here, altogether. You know, when it came to you know,
the implication is that he did the Kriya that day. Also.
Right, that Kriya, everything. Right, that was all in one day. It's a good. It's interesting. Okay, interesting. So anyway, so the Mikvah Mishnah says, now I'll tell you the answer. Look at the Rambam; he's very clear what the answer is. Look what he says. V'chahava enav test. Next source on page 2. V'chay leishal mitu kriya. Ayein bahasagos. Uvekesef Mishnah, Uvelecha Mishnah, Nidchak, Bebeir HaSugyo, Lederach Rabbeinu. How to explain this? So how to explain everything according to the Rambam. Ayem HaKam Perakei Yurches, Nepasak Rabbeinu, De'avel Kol Shiva, Tzorech Lishana Agave Mitak Fuya. Right? In the Perakei, he says he has to, all 7 days, he has to sleep on the bed. V'myoshen Agave Karka, Lo Yotzidei Chovaso, and that's the Rambam, that's his Shita. So he says, how do you explain this halacha when it comes to what we say only Yom Rishon? Very simple. Niridim Chalik ben Yeshiva L'Shena. Now, our Bavli doesn't speak about that, but the Yushalmi does. V'chein mashma the Yushalmi bo yikatam Rabbeinu Yina Rabbi Yossi Mishim Reish Lakish. Chad Omar Mibnei Mahu Yoshen Al Gabi Mita Kfuya. So now we get into the reason. So we're going to have a little patience here. Why does a person sleep on a Mita Kfuya? I'll tell you why. Because Kedeshe Neor Balaila Vinizkar Shehu Avel. So he's uncomfortable and he can't sleep. That's why. And when he wakes up, he'll remember his avelus. V'chori Omer, whoever that is, mitoch sheyashan al gabe mita kfuya hu neor balayla, pirik shemitztag mishkavo yikatz. Okay, question is, when I wake up or while I'm sleeping, v'yizkor aveluso, adkan. V'hinu ta'amim shayachim rak b'shena shebalayla. All of this reasoning only applies to sleep. Masha'ein kein bi yeshiva bayom. Sheroe mitokfuya. You don't need to be uncomfortable to remember Avelus. People are visiting. You see the mitokfuya. Zocher Aveluso. Umutr le shave al gabe karka. Skip the parentheses. Zulas biyom rishon. Why is Yom Rishon different there? You even have to sit on the mitokfuya? Why is that? Ah, kishem ivarino so. That's when you get the Suda Savra. V'hamenachem enetz lo tzorch lios meisev berosh v'agav mitok fuya. On specifically that first day.
What's meisev berosh?
Okay.
What's meisev
berosh? Meisev berosh means he sits in the front, everyone, you know, kind of sits around him. So is that only on the first day? I mean, that's you know that could be the rest of the days. It sounds like that's something. Certainly, the Suda Sabra is only the first day. So that's the difference. So now we've qualified more with the even the Shita Saramba, where the Rambam says that this individual, the Avil, must be the. It's not enough to turn over the bed. He has to be on that bed. What does it mean? He has to be on the bed. It means he has to sleep. And there are different girsos in the Gemara as well. Okay? Shena versus Yashav, etc. So it means, no, sleeping on the bed, that's something that's expected all 7 days. Right? On the first day, sitting. You don't have to sit on the mitzvah for you. That's not a problem. I can see it. I'm looking at the turned over bed. I know exactly what that represents. So, except for the first day. And that's exactly what the Rambam was saying. Chayiv Likfos Amita Kol Shiva was the first halacha, and he has to sleep on that. But Ovil Biyom Rishon, there's the list. Can't wear tefillin, Suda Savra, Chayiv Leshiva. And it's so beautiful because it fits in to right after it says Lechomi is not allowed to Lechomi Shalom. They must be serving him the Suda Savra. And then what does it say? Vichayiv Leshiva Amita Kfor. It's as if the Suda Savra has to be given to him, he has to be on a mitzvah for you. Now, at this one, let's turn back. We have a couple of minutes. Turn to Daf Tesvav. Just to get an idea that the Bava and Yerushalmi really disagree as to the reason for this halacha. The bottom of Tesvav and Alf, the last line. Last line. So here, you don't get, you clearly don't see any psukim. You don't see psukim here either in the Yerushalmi. The bottom one of Tesvav and Aleph, on the bottom says Avil Chayv B'Kriyas Amita. Why? The Tani Bar Kapara. This you may remember. This is the mirrors, right? The Musti Yokni Nasati Bahem. Hashem says, I've given them my image. I made man in my image. Uva Avono Sehem Hafachtia. And through their sins, it has been turned over. Kefumi Tosein Alel. So you know what I'm telling you to do? Turn over your beds to represent the fact that there's been a loss or a change in the Demus Diokno in the Tselem Elokim. Different ways to explain why that is. When you're sitting, you're more relaxed. You can think about this more. I think the more famous reason people give is that the bed represents where we create a human being. So we turn that over to show there's been a loss in a family, and that may be the reason why I think the Rav was mockpit about even covering pictures. We don't have pictures in certain homes. You know, some homes it's like that's what people do. They hand out the albums and things like that. You know, in other homes, they not only do you cover the mirror so you don't see your face, it's not only about you know, looking into the mirror, not, you know, beautifying oneself, but it's just the mus diokno, we shouldn't be seeing the Tselem Elokim. To symbolize this idea that there's been a loss, not to say that every time there's some passed away, it's an avon, but the idea there's been a loss in the Tselem Elokim, we turn over the bed for the same reason, okay? Because that's where man is created. And the Yerushalmi takes a completely different approach, which is what? Kfiyas Amita. I'll tell you why. You got to be uncomfortable. Hey, you need to remember Avelus. Completely different reason. So if we understand a little bit what the reason is behind Kfiyas Amita, we could understand. Let's take the Yerushalmi. I understand very well, right? Kofer Kfiyas Amita. So what's if it's symbolic, like the Bavli, I understand the Ritva perfectly. You turn over the bed, and the act of correct. Look at it. Even the act itself is symbolic. So you do that once, and you keep it that way, and you're sleeping on the floor, you're sleeping on a couch, whatever it is, and you're looking at it, and that's in the home. And by the way, all the beds in the home. Oh, this way, very good, makes a lot of sense. According to the Rambam, you have to wonder, why am I turning over all the beds in the home? Right? Right? If the idea, I'll be uncomfortable, so I'll sleep on my bed. That one I'll turn over. According to the Rambam, I understand very well, if it's based on the Yerushalmi. Which is what? I want the Avel to be uncomfortable. I want him to remember his Avelus. When he sleeps, and when he sleeps, to be uncomfortable. You know where he has to be? He has to be on that bed. Okay? That's the idea. Halacha l'masa today. So just take a look. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Avel chai v'kriyas amita uveshashena ve'achila yoshev al mita kfuya. Interesting. Okay. Not only Shena, sounds like, you know, Sukkah here, you know, Shena, Achila, right? Yoshev et kfuya, aval kol hayom eno yoshev, afilu al mita kfuya, but he doesn't have to sit there all day, just when he's eating and sleeping, which is interesting, because that's when the menachemim are not there, right? Take a break to eat, take a break to sleep. The rest of the day he's al agabe karka, v'chein ha-menachamim, einam asher leshev el agabe karka. Everyone sits around on the ground. Our minig, of course, is to have a little stool. That's as if you're on the ground. Some amachmir, that the avil should really be sitting on the ground itself. I think today already is maybe yuhara if a person wants to be machmir. Yeah.
The menachamim today, we don't do that at all.
The menachamim don't do that either. Correct, we don't do that either. That's correct. Okay? Then in Sif Beis, Achshav lo nagu b'kfiyah samita. Why? So there are several reasons. Offer of Darach HaShulchan is going to offer his own in a moment. Okay? This is witchcraft. What are they doing? Okay, and then, you know, either we look crazy or maybe it's a sakana. Va'od she'en ha-mito shalanu asuyos kimito shalahen she'en nikar b'ayim kfiyah. You know, if you have like a very big mattress, okay, let's turn over the mattress. Okay, now what? Right, it's still a mattress, right? Those days, you know, if I always try to, the image is, you know, the benches they have like in camp. You know, imagine you have a bench in camp, it's a little bit wider, and you flip it over, and now, you know, the ends are sticking up, and now you're sleeping basically on the board, on the floor. It's very clear, you turned it over. I mean, you know, our old shul used to do that for a Tisha B'Av, you know, to turn over the benches, they do that. So that's that we understand. But our mitos are not like this. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, look what he says. Two reasons why we don't turn over the bed. Chadash amitos shelanu einam asuim kimitos shelahem sheishayach behem kfiya v'od shehagoyim ismuhu, that will be astonished and wonder v'yomu sheizem in kishu sheish bazeh. So the two reasons quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, uledati yesh, right, yesh otam mipnei she'en yishivaseinu al hamitos. We don't sit on beds. That's later Yoshim al karka. We often sit on the ground. V'lav d'gal karka, not only on that, el al safsal katon or al karmuksasos. Okay, v'yesh matzrich al gabe karka itself, which means that what is kfiyas hamita? You want the avil to sit on where? You want him to sit on the bed. But the avil sits on the floor. Okay? The avil sits on the floor. That's what he's saying. Is that so? That's the minhag today. So what are you turning over the bed for? We don't, number one, we don't have those beds. Number two, it looks like witchcraft. But besides that, the minhag happens to be today, for whatever reason, that the avil happens to sit on the floor. So turning over the bed to have them sit on the bed, that's not the way the avilim act. They sit on other things. That's the minhag. So I just wanted to just have another minute. Obviously, we can understand how the Yushami and the Vavli line up with the Rambam and the Ritva, two different approaches to the purpose of Tfiyas Hamita. On the one hand, the idea of being uncomfortable, then I understand why it's not sufficient to turn over, but you have to be lying on that bed. I understand the Ritva, if the idea is that there's something symbolic about the Demus Diokno of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been lost, I turn over the bed, and that's symbolic that there's been a loss of life. But what's interesting also is that you come to the conclusion of the Gemara, is there something, would we accomplish? And the Gemara said at the end, sleeping on the floor, that's an extreme. Now, what's the extreme? So according to the Rambam, that was never halachic in nature. All right? According to most of the Rishonim, that was halachic in it. What did it mean? It meant not only did you turn over the bed, you even were what? Even sleeping on the floor. You don't have to go that far. Okay, today, that there's no kfiyas hamita. So the question I just have is, would we accomplish something by what? By sleeping on the floor. Is something accomplished? So you would say, well, according to the Rambam, I'm not sure what would be accomplished. David went out of his way, you know, what he was doing was not even Kiyum Aveilus at all, right? An extreme amount of grief. Okay, maybe. According to the other Rishonim, so you could say maybe what happened. Today, all you need to do is turn over the bed, right? Sleep on the floor, that's an extreme. But if we don't have turning over the bed, could you say that maybe there is something halachic that's accomplished by sleeping on the floor? Right? Maybe that would be the case. Maybe, right, and we have by Tisha B'Av, there is a minute people sleep on the floor. Maybe something is done in the absence of Tfiyas Hamita, where there's no reason to do so. Okay? Because of all of these reasons, maybe something could be accomplished by actually sleeping on the floor and based on the flow of the Gemara. Okay? Stop here. Have a good night, everyone.